Once again, welcome to another segment of Reclaiming History, airing on WOOC 105.3 FM, The Sanctuary. This is Lavonia Mallory, and guess what? I'm in London on holiday, but I had to work, and I found the young lady. She is here at the protest. Tell my listeners in America your name and why you came today.
My name is Ishbel Cumming, and I'm here today because it's a movement that I care massively about. Perhaps, you know, it's the main thing that I care most about speaking about in my life and showing up to these events, these demonstrations, these protests. It's all about numbers and all about young people realizing what's important and you know, coming out here, spreading the message. And, you know, you don't have to do an interpretive dance in front of the police. You don't have to throw things. You don't, you know, it's just about being here and showing support and showing numbers, you know, showing that people care.
So, you know, there are people in America who will go nameless that don't believe that an extinction is around the corner. There's no such thing as, you know, greenhouse gases. What do you think about that?
It's because it's not affecting us directly right now. It's affecting third world countries most at the moment. And we don't have the, we very, very tragically don't have the press coverage that cares enough there. You know, our press coverage is not over there. It's focused on more things like Brexit and, you know, Trump and, you know, the people that it's affecting the most do not have, you know, the coverage, enough people to care. You know, they don't have the money, the resources to, you know, for the rest of us, for it to be so clear that they are, you know, the other day in Indonesia, the sky was red from the fires. The countries in Africa flooding, you know, massive floods, you know, devastation on such a massive scale is happening, but it's just not being covered. And to us very fortunate people, you know, in England, where, you know, we're not having tsunamis and earthquakes, just because it's happening to us doesn't mean it's not happening. And it is on its way. The science is there, the facts are there, and it's not going anywhere. We have 10 years before irreversible damage is done, and we have absolutely no way out.
So what do you want the government to do? What do you want the British government to do? The Queen, what should the Queen do?
The Queen. just to make this an emergency. You know, we did this in April. I was back here in April. I was swarming the roads with my fellow rebels here today. We were swarming the roads, and a climate emergency was declared. They listened to us. There was hope. But nothing has changed. You know, we just want there to be less emissions, cleaner air, more of a focus on getting rid of, you know, on reducing plastic waste. You know, there's so many little things that us as consumers can do. You know, I can be vegetarian, I can be vegan, I can walk or cycle more. But it's the bigger corporations that actually have, like, we can do as much as we can as one person collectively in groups, you know. But it's these giant corporations, fracking and the animal agriculture industry, that actually need to have stricter rules in place. It's, you know, they can't be shut down at the moment. It's just not, that's not realistic. It's not going to happen anytime soon. But for there to be, you know, just stricter restrictions in place, for this to be taken so seriously, it's just a tragedy that this is not taken as nearly as seriously as it should be. You know, you see on Twitter, we're being called hippies and dirty, you know.
Well, hippie's not a bad thing.
Well, absolutely not, if you're asking me. No, absolutely not. But, you know, it's just because it's not affecting us in the on such a huge, horrifying scale as it is to some countries where they don't have the resources to protect themselves as well as we do.
And are you from the London area? Are you original London? I don't know if they call it Londoner.
Londoner. No, I've just moved here about a month ago. I live not far from London, about an hour out, but all my life I've sort of moved around the UK. But yeah, no, London is the place to be. It's just a buzzing sort of hive of community and support. And yeah, you know, magic happens here. London is wonderful. And you know, it got declared yesterday that anyone who protested is at risk of being arrested. And that's why we're here today in our numbers, because democracy should allow us to give a peaceful protest. You know, we're not swearing at anyone, we're not raising our voices, you know, we all have so much love and compassion, and we just want to, you know, this whole thing is about peace. And
so once again, tell my listeners your name and the town that you're from.
Yeah.
And tell them the number one thing you care most about. Your name, where yeah. you're from.
My name is Ishbal Cumming. I'm from Marlow in Buckinghamshire, which is not where Buckingham Palace is. And the thing I care most about is just kindness. And that's what we are. Extinction Rebellion is kindness and compassion for animals, for other people, the world. Kindness, you know?
That's kindness.
And caring more about what we can't see just yet, you know, reading and looking at the bigger picture. And, you know, we're not just here for ourselves. We're here for our children, our grandchildren, the animals, the beautiful green spaces, the clean air, you know.
Well,
if
thank you.
If you breathe air, you should care, basically.
Well, thank you so much for
You're
joining
welcome.
Me
thank
on
you.
Another segment of Reclaiming History, airing on 105.3 FM, The Sanctuary, WOOC.